Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Amy K. Hutchins is here. Amy K., A-M-Y, capital K, Hutchins.
You got it.
With a T. Stick that T in there. And she's the author of The Secrets Leaders Keep. What else do you want us to know about you, Amy?
I want you to know, especially as a small business person, that, you know, you're going to learn on the job, that it's continuous. And that's one of the things that I think that everybody needs to know, is that you never really arrive. You never show up ready to be the perfect business owner. You never show up as the perfect leader. And so in exposing some of the fascinating secrets that we keep, I really want small business owners to realize that the only price that you're going to pay is the price that reflects the secrets that you keep. Mm-hmm. And so if you're willing to really look at your own secrets, walk through the fire, and get to the other side, yes, you're going to continue to learn, but it'll be a little less painful.
Well, you know, another thing that I think, would you agree with me when I say there's power in those secrets? And here's why I say that. Sometimes those feelings, and especially when we feel a little frightened, a little up against it, especially when things are tough, oftentimes that's when we're the most creative. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. So it's a fine line, though. So one of the things that I talk about, we do innovation think tanks. And so I'll talk about the need for stress, the need for a little bit of anxiety. And good stress is called eustress. It's the word stress with E-U in front of it. Mm. You need eustress in your life. Eustress gets you up in the morning. Eustress gets you on the radio on time. Eustress is that a little bit of an adrenaline rush that you love what you're doing, you're a little bit challenged by what you're doing. You need some of that. Now, too much stress,
right,
too much fear can truncate your ability to make good decisions, to feel secure enough to hire people that are smarter than you and not be threatened by them. So, I mean, yes, there is unbelievable power. And on the flip side of having good power, having good eustress, is the idea that sometimes you give your power away to the wrong people, mm-hmm, and you need to learn how to get it back.
Tell us another story.
Oh, okay. So we're in the world of politics right now, whether we want to be or not. And one of my favorite stories is about the leadership learning curve with Lincoln. So just kind of a fun thing. I'm going to take you back in time. We'll go back to September 22nd, 1842, 20 years prior to Abraham Lincoln reading the Emancipation Proclamation. He was challenged to a duel. And I think this is fantastic because around the world it's known as the duel that never happened. So Lincoln had written this blistering attack type letter in the Illinois Sangamo Journal against James Shields, who was a Democrat at the time, and had defeated Lincoln for a Senate seat.
Right.
Well,
one of his many defeats, by the way.
Yes, exactly. You know, Lincoln had quite a few, and we tend to forget that in hindsight, but this is so funny. Shields sent one of his men to Lincoln, and this man stared that as Lincoln was the challenged party, he had a choice of weapons, you know, for this duel. Might it be pistol or broadsword? And Lincoln's reply to this gentleman was cow dung at five paces. And I love this because Lincoln diffused the situation with humor, but what's more important in this process is that he learned a lifelong leadership lesson about choosing his words and his actions more carefully going forward. You know, Lincoln's letter was mean-spirited. It was not a great reflection of his character, mm-hmm, and it was one of the few things that he admitted to other people remained an embarrassment for him for a couple years. And so, to me, it's one of those things that even when we look at these people like Lincoln, and we're such in awe of them eventually, we've got to remind ourselves that even Lincoln learned along the way. And he learned that humor was awesome.
Well, exactly. And there's one more thing. There's one more component of all that that I think is important, and that's the concept of redemption. I talk about that a lot here on the show, Amy Kay, because, you know, we all mess up, right? And,
yeah,
and at least in America, when you mess up, you can be redeemed. People get over it. They'll forgive you. It'll get behind you. One day, everybody will laugh about it. You can be redeemed, but sometimes, Amy Kay, we need to redeem ourselves. What do you think?
I was going to say, so that's another character. That's another story in the book. I think that entrepreneurs and small business owners are extraordinarily self-critical. And so we wrote a whole story on the idea that, you know, a small business owner is much more likely to forgive one of their employees than they are to forgive themselves. And I think that that's one of the things that we bring up in the book that's hitting home, is this idea that we are so extraordinarily self-critical that we need to realize that our missteps and our transgressions, the first person that we need to learn how to honestly forgive is ourselves.
Well, there's no question about it, but it's so hard to do that. But the only thing, one of the ways I think about it, Amy Kay, is to put myself in the company of other great failures.
Yes.
Like yes. Ford and Edison and Lincoln and Macy and other great failures. You know, they were failures, well, and they wound up turning out pretty good.
And I think that's, you know, it's even kind of reframing it as we're human. You know, and we're not going to get through this life unscathed. And I
that's
think
right.
One of the things, we do an exercise in our club. So we have an online club, and one of the things that we ask our members to do at some point is to take a transgression or take a misstep. This would be great for your audience to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to write it in the third person. So, for instance, you know, Jim sits down and Jim goes back to 5 years ago when you made a mistake. But you write it about Jim. You don't say,
right.
I. You say, Jim, Jim, Jim. And then when you read it back, today you'd be like, I forgive this guy. I would have compassion for this person.
Amy Kay, I need a website real quick.
AmyKay.com, AmyK.com.
The Secrets Leaders Keep. Amy Kay, will you come back again another day?
I would love to be back.
Amy Kay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.